Okay, so we're starting now. We're continuing, I apologize. In the Peleoids, we're continuing in the Indian of Gezel. So, Ksiv Gezel Aviv, V'imoy, someone who steals from the, God forbid, from their parents. V'oimer ein posha chaver hu le'ish mashchis. V'hein bo'ovin yish harbi bonim ha'misrapsim asher lo'imun bom. V'gezel Aviv V'imoy. This is a very, very funny clue. What do you mean, like, I steal my parents? Like, what do you mean? Who steals? I mean, yeah, a little kid goes into, you know, his parents' purse, you know, his mother's purse, his father's wallet.
14 years old.
But I'm saying even a more like Eisen thing, which is that, let's say you're now 37 years old and you go visit your parents back, the old home, I grew up in this home. Tati wouldn't care if I took this safer. Tati wouldn't care. Tati, of course, would be my chalif to this. It's still a Shiloh Gezel. Oftentimes, the person can feel so heimish and so comfortable with that person that you think that they don't care.
There's a difference with what you're saying in Mama's Gezel. What exactly are we trying to touch on?
Goizel of a v'ima, you're stealing. That's called stealing.
Yeah, but this sounds like a thing where he's taking for granted that they would give me permission.
And that's still called stealing.
It's stealing.
Yes.
It's not the same as I'm going to go into
the case.
Meaning that you feel so comfortable with your parents that you may feel like, okay, you don't even have to ask permission because either they'll for sure be my chol, or for sure they'll want to give it to me. Well, then, of course, listen, what's the big deal? You have to ask your parents.
It's not the same as going to somebody's pocketbook. It's not the same.
It is. That's what he's saying. It is no different than a person going into a pocketbook and stealing. So Mirza Hashem, when Yitzchak comes out with his own Sefer Peleoids, you can write that, but that's not what the Peleoids is saying. The Peleoids is saying. The intent behind it, it doesn't. We don't care. When it comes to stealing, we don't care about the intent. HaGoyzel Amanas L'Shalim is still Aser. HaGoyzel Amanas, stealing as a joke is Aser. Stealing with the intention of paying is Aser. Stealing is stealing. Stealing is stealing.
Rabbi, what about borrowing and extending the borrowing?
Oh, that's a good question. There is such a din of that you're not machzir the she'ela. So it's not, there's no maisa gezel in that, right? In the sense that the initial taking of the product was not an act of stealing, it was an act of borrowing, which later then, but nonetheless, it's still considered to be stealing. It's just not, it doesn't have the maisa that would require l'chare either a malchus or something of that nature. Mama oi, let's continue right there. Sarech lizar begezel derabim. We have to be very careful about stealing from the public trust, the public, right? Literally, you can rack up tremendous amounts of averis just by doing this. As we said previously, we quoted from Moshe, but it's a big yisoid already on page, the bottom of page 75, which is that a person, God forbid, steals food. Of course, you can't pay it back. You ate it, you destroyed it. Like that's the reason why you have to pay more when you're gazel, right? You're gazel, and then you're also tovach. Right, you then chop it up, you sell it for parts. That's obviously bad because you can't retrieve, you can't pick back, you can't take the food back. Okay? That's something also when you steal from the rabbin, as we've seen this many times before, that you can't run after every single person. You stole from the general public, theoretically, you have to ask 5 million people for mechila. And if that's impossible, how could you ask 5 million people for mechila? You have to be very careful. Someone who unfortunately is, let's say, not paying your fair share towards the common trust. Let's say you have a small community, a small moshav, or a vad bayis. This is a very, very important thing. If you live in a building where there is a, what do they call it in America? They call it a...
body corporate.
What?
Body corporate.
Maybe, yeah, that's probably in England. In America, they have something called the HOA, maybe that's something else. But you have a general, you have a building or you have a shared pot of maintenance. Yeah, maintenance fees, right? So someone has to pay them in Akev for to clean the building, right? Every Thursday night, the guy's not coming as a chesed. Who's paying for it, right? It's not part of your rent. It depends what your deal is with your baldira. But generally, 99% of the time, if you're renting an apartment here in Israel, the owner of the apartment is not paying for Vad Bayit. Vad Bayit is his building committee, the building, right? That's their trust towards maintenance of the building, lighting for the building.
In there right, there, right?
Right. So there's a lot of families, unfortunately.
One time I rented an apartment in Holy Land, like 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
They made us pay. We had to pay the...
Yeah, of course. Everybody does.
No,
everybody does.
If you're not paying,
I want to get to the major point though, which is if you're not paying for that, then somebody else is picking up the slack.
No, but is it a question between the owner and the renter? Is that what you're saying?
There's no question. I'm saying that you are required to pay. Yes.
If you live in a place that no one cleans, it's the rent, like basically
air,
and they don't pay the electricity,
it's a great question.
So then, what are you supposed to pay? They are asking you to pay 1,000 shekels a year.
That's definitely a very good question. If you feel you're not getting your bang for your buck, call a Vad Bayit meeting. Call a meeting and depose. You're right. There is a problem with the mechustikim. They're not invested. I agree. At one point, I was actually the vice president of my Vad Bayit. I literally, and I wanted to know. And it was in name only. I don't think I attended one event. I have no idea I was flying. I could care less. I think I initially, my campaign to run was, I was running on leaving the lights on 24 hours a day. I mean, turning off the clicker, you know, the clicker that lasts for 30 seconds. I said, I wanted it on all hours of the day. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Why? I saw a bill for, I totally forgot my entire campaign. I'm sorry. I'm literally pulled fakir. I'm sorry. I was totally fakir. It was on 24 hours a day. I said, it's ridiculous. We're spending so much money. We should be spending much less than that. So I tried to get the clicker back up. I completely forgot my own, I'm not a politician. I appreciate that. And, you know, the vote was rigged. I want you to know anyway. Okay. It was a vote. Stop the steal. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Yes, Mayor, yes.
They have the light on.
What?
And they don't pay for it. That's all they do. And once in a blue...
Somebody's paying for it. I hate to break it to you, but somebody's paying for it.
They read the cheshbon every month, and they see it's delayed, and delayed. Nobody's paying for
this. This is why like this, is as they say. You have to pay. But oisim shechayavim liten l'kahal misim chadoyim. Those who are required to pay the proper taxes, uparim b'mayis roi, so you're paying with counterfeit money, mafsidas harabim gezel harabim b'yadam. You're literally making it worse for everybody else. There's so many different manifestations that gezel can show up and pop up in your life. But a person could constantly say, hey, it was a big deal. I'm not getting my pay for a bucket. Anyway, it was it. Somebody's paying for it. Somebody is paying for it. Now, there's sometimes forms of gezel, which are not stealing in among man to man, but it is stealing klapei shmaya. It is stealing from in the heavenly way. What does it mean? You're not stealing heaven. It means that it's considered and viewed as if it's gezel in shemaim. Kegoyin hatokei atzmai ledvar halacha, lo dinim chavir b'din Torah, v'ligbois memenu mamin al lechomas pekapov. Right? You get yourself involved in a din Torah and you manipulate the din Torah. This is like mafia style. Rak ki eino hatosa v'gorm nezek l'chaviro. Right? You want to just cause damage to your friend. Ach loy b'mered v'loy b'mal. Rak b'toyim b'vavoy b'nikoyin kapov k'sho adam ha'isa b'shaloi. Af medina chayv l'shalom k'kikol. Hay in roch ha'mokam noichay emenu v'oysa eilu l'mas re'eyu. V'chesed oivra al v'ahava v'hafta l'recha k'mecha shu klal gol b'atoyra. Agon zeh omar. Adam nikar b'kisoy.
Wow, should I send this to my friend who's doing a big, is in a din Torah? Should I send it to the other guy?
Yeah, definitely would be very. Definitely stick your nose in there. Yeah, they definitely asked your opinion. Over my head. Yeah, and according to the stringency or the depth of the terribleness of the avera of gezel and how hard it is to tshuva, afilu shaver pruta, as someone who steals from their friend, even literally the amount of a shaver pruta, you took one penny, you took 1 cent from a guy, you mamish stole, mamish nafshoy v'nefesh bonov u'benoisav. You took away, what is it? Let's explain what that means. Why $1, one penny? Why small amounts? Again, we're not. You guys are very literalistic. I'm just saying a low amount, okay? A low amount. The idea being is that why in the world is this considered to be that you've stolen from the child, from his entire family? What's the big deal over here?
Where's that money going to?
No. Let me explain. I'll give you. They pay me to be here, okay? Listen, I'll explain to you. The answer's like this. Listen to this. What's stealing in its essence? I mean, obviously stealing, it's taking, but it's also a disruption of trust. We've spoken about quite a few times already. When you mess around with that level of trust, right, you've destroyed it for the entire family, which means that the children lose trust in society, they lose trust in their neighbors, they lose trust in the concept that people are empathetic, that people are sincere, that people are not out to just get you, to undermine you, and to get what they want from you. It destroys the very foundations of society. And this goes back, by the way, Big Yisoid, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, what does it say? That Rak Rak Kol Hayoyim. Hashem wanted to destroy the world because the thoughts of man were Rak Rak Kol Hayoyim. What was the big chait of the Dor HaMabul? What was the big chait? Gezel Afilo Pachos Mishava Pruta. Literally. Pachos Mishava Pruta. Pachos Mishava Pruta. Pachos Mishava Pruta. The idea of stealing, the society had become so corrupted. Gezel had become so corrupted. The society had become so corrupted through Gezel. And Hashem said, we can't. But what happened? What was Matzil the door at that period of time? What was Umatza chayin b'ena Hashem u'noyach matzah chayin b'ena Hashem. What was the chayin? What was the matzah chayin b'noyach? That's a rhetorical question. What does it mean that Hashem wanted to destroy the world? The whole entire society was totally corrupt. And then Hashem said, you know what? Noyach matzah chayin b'ena Hashem. He wanted to recreate the world. What's the answer? The answer is, if you take a look at the next week's parsha after that, parsha's noyach. Elo todas noyach. Noyach ish tzaddik tomi hab deraisa. Says Rashi. Why doesn't it say? Shem Cham Yafes, his children. Why doesn't it actually say his progeny, Toldois? El Toldois. Says Rashi, the second Pshat Rashi says, Iker Maaseim Shel Tzadikim is Maisim Toivim, good acts and good deeds. In essence, what Noach was, he was just a good person. He was a good person. Yeah, Yishtar Shlok Gana, Yishtar Shlok Shvach, we're not getting into that. But the Etzem concept of who Noach was is that he was just a nice person.
Tzadik Bidaro.
He was a nice person. And the answer is, to rebuild the future of the world, it doesn't require having somebody who is the biggest tzaddik in the world, who is literally good at the time of Avraham Avinu. It's very simple. He was just a good guy. And that was enough to recreate society again, because in order for society to be good, it needs to be built on the proper foundation of just being nice. And the best thing the Torah says about Noach was, he was nice. He had good meisim. He had good meisim. As opposed to the previous generation, what was the generation of the Dor HaMagol? Was rakul hayoyim, okay? The fact that he was at least neutral, maybe even plus, according to some shittas, right? At least he was neutral. Hashem says, "Unoyach matzachin b'ena Hashem." It's worthwhile to at least restart the whole society, because when society at its core is corrupted, then oy vavoyes. And Gezel goes back to that corruption of trust of a society. We want to have a healthy, trustful society. Otherwise, you can't survive. You can't live. You're going to raise kids who hate the world, who hate you, who hate the people around them, who don't trust the rebbeim, who don't trust the leaders of the generation. Why? Because you hear it all the time. You hear b'hachsher. What do they always say? Ah, it's just politics. Oh, Rabbanan, they all care about is money. The yeshiva, all they care about is this. When you raise a society that doesn't care about gezel, doesn't care about trust, about building a trustful society, then yeah, we're going to unfortunately be building further an untrustful society, and it's unfortunately going to have its bad effects in chinuch and later on. So it's really kedai to understand that gezel is really not just about stealing, about the money aspect. It's not the net worth. It's even one shekel. Because why? It destroys the concept of a healthy society. Shkoyah.